All of the views and opinions expressed here are those of the individual speaking and may not be representative of Coding American. At times, language may be considered vulgar. Listener discretion is suggested.
You are now listening to the Coding Behind the Wheel podcast.
All right, we're live. What's going on? This is Wheel Wednesday, number 3. We made it.
Episode 3, yeah.
Made it to number 3.
We counted to 3, yes.
Right. So we started out on this mission that we were going to. I don't know why I keep shooting my hand out like this, but
I don't know. I'm scared it's going to come flying at
understood.
Me.
Understood. So we started out on this mission that we were going to bring more frequent podcasts to you. We had people request that. People said, we like the podcast. We would just wish that it was a little bit more dependable. So this is our attempt to be dependable. And we have done it 3 times. By the end of this podcast, we will have successfully made it through 3 Wheel Wednesdays in a row. So I feel like
that's a pretty good accomplishment.
It's progress. It's progress. So for all those of you that have been listening to our podcast, thank you. Welcome back. And we hope that you're enjoying these. We hope that we set out on to accomplish the mission in some capacity. Whatever
what?
I just said. It doesn't matter. let's see. We just – a couple, I guess, updates. We put up that Wheel Offset video. We've talked about that before.
Yes. We spoke about that in the first podcast, and I believe we briefly touched upon it on the second podcast. Just barely.
So just I think last week Super Street put it up on their – IGTV.
Yeah, they did. I saw that. Actually, somebody sent that to me because I showed the offset video to a couple of my friends, and one of them DM'd me saying, right. "Oh, look, this is the offset video."
It was pretty. I like Super Street. You know, we do some stuff with them, so it's not, you know, uncharacteristic. I mean, we work with them to share content and different things. So, but they put the video up on IGTV, and it's kind of doing remarkably well for
it's
what it is.
Doing really well.
So I was pretty pumped for that. So I know that my favorite part of that whole thing was really just reading the comments and reading how many people were like, you know, I get, oh I really get it, or thank you, or
I was just about to say the comments on there are very, very positive.
Yeah.
We got really good feedback on that.
You know, the part that really and I think I said this to you when we first started to make the Wheel Offset video. I said, you know, it's just so simple. I don't know that this is going to really be that beneficial to anybody. But the one thing, I guess, that I take for granted is the fact that we're, you know, I've been around wheels for so long that even something that I feel is very primitive, to a lot of people, there really was a uncertainty and we defined some clarity for it.
Yeah, and we spoke about that in the first podcast I mentioned.
See, it's easy to get meagly mouthed on this thing.
Yeah. so we mentioned that in the first podcast. Yeah. You know, Wheel Tech to you, you've been a car enthusiast for how many years now? So
yeah.
So stuff like that to you, it's just like, oh, like you just know that. But a lot of people are just starting out and don't really know, or even people that have, you know, been working on their cars for years don't really know, you know, what wheel offset is and how to pick the right one. So,
you know. Right. And I think a lot of people with cars, they get used to knowing when they have a certain type of car, you know, which offset is the right range, or, oh, if I use an 8-inch wide wheel with around a 35 offset, that's good. But, right.
Yeah.
And you don't really think about like, well, but when that number changes, what does that mean? How does it affect the rest of the things? How does it affect the look of the wheel, et cetera, et cetera?
Or what happens if you switch cars? Now what? You got to do a whole lot more research.
All right. Okay. But we defined a lot of that stuff in that video, and I'm glad that people are finding it helpful. I'm also glad that it's actually getting some distribution over on Super Street. I mean, they have 3.3 million followers. So
yeah, shout out to Super Street for sharing our video.
Well, that's cool. I like them. They're good guys. And let's see. I'm trying to think. Oh, also, if you like that video. I'm going to try to stop using this hand for people that are listening. I'm jetting this hand out.
I'm scared. It's just going to come flying at me.
So anyhow, for people that are into some of the content we've been starting to make and starting to put up, we just put up Kevin Lawrence's walk around for his Formula Drift Pro car. A couple days ago?
A couple days ago.
Yeah.
Monday.
Right.
Pulls it out Monday.
So it was cool. We were out at FD New Jersey, I guess about a month ago. And right
already?
Yeah.
Has it?
It's been a little over a month ago.
Yeah.
So we were out at FD New Jersey about a little over a month ago. And
over out in Wall Speedway.
Mm-hmm. And we had the opportunity to kind of, you know, grab Kevin and walk him around his vehicle. And he kind of gave us a quick explanation. It's a quick video. Nothing crazy.
Yeah, it's a very short video. But he just goes in depth of, like,
all the parts and the mods
and the
cars.
A little bit of the sponsors, you know.
Right.
And then, pretty cool.
Yeah, it's not bad. So if you got some time, head over to our YouTube channel. Subscribe, hit the bell, share the thing. Press all the stuff. Press all the stuff except for the dislike button. And and then check it out. It's worth a view.
I think so.
Yeah. It's only a few minutes long.
It's like three.
Three. So let's see. Let's jump right into why some people, if you're watching this on YouTube, possibly clicked in to check this podcast out over some of the other ones, which is the title of what we have going on here, which is Wheel Giveaways. That's right. There's a plural on it, and we're going to be talking to you about some of the wheel giveaways right now. So the first thing that's going on right now, and it's good until the end of this month. You only have a few days left. So if you're into it, go check them out. Fitment Industries, they have an awesome YouTube channel.
I think we can go back. I started laughing because I couldn't remember what the title of this video was.
Okay. We only spoke about it about 12 minutes before we started recording this thing. So, but anyhow, so Fitment Industries, my guess is if you're watching or listening to our content, you already know about Fitment Industries. So I don't think we're giving them a great deal of introduction. But if you're not familiar with Fitment Industries and you're a car and wheel enthusiast, then go check them out because they have a really great wheel I don't want to say wheel channel, but YouTube channel. They put out a lot of good content. A lot of it was very, especially in the beginning, was very wheel specific, but it's entertaining as anything. Really, they do a great job.
Yeah.
Fuck me.
Let's start over from.
No, let's not. Pick up your microphone and let's keep going.
No.
I'm not, because I'm not
going to. I want to backtrack.
No, we can. We want to cut that little part up. Anyhow, let's go ahead.
Where were we?
No, so
Fitment Industries. Yeah. We were talking about the wheel giveaway for Fitment Industries.
Right, but they do their YouTube channel. They do a great job with their content. And everything that they've put out, it started out as very wheel specific content. They do a really good job at making it entertaining, and I think a lot of it's very informative. So I don't know. You should go check out their YouTube channel. Anyhow, right now if you go over to FitmentIndustries.com/giveaway, you will see that they are running this month. You only have a few days left to the end of this month to enter into their wheel giveaway. This is how it works. They have a custom designed Koenig t-shirt. It's $20.
Who designed it?
They designed it.
Oh, okay.
They asked for some media. Listen, it's their giveaway. They asked us if we would be on board with having a giveaway. I'm totally on board with doing a giveaway. We do a few each year.
Is there anything special about their giveaway?
I mean, that they're giving away a set of wheels. That's the highlight of it. But it's $20 for this t-shirt. When you buy the t-shirt, it enters you into their giveaway, and I guess they're choosing off the people that have purchased the t-shirt. This is where the proceeds of this t-shirt, they're not Fitment Industries, they're not collecting the money. From what I understand, everything they're saying, the benefits this month go to the ASPCA.
That's what I meant by special.
Oh. Then yes, it's special. So the ASPCA is where the proceeds from the shirt go, and then they use the shirt as the kind of the entering factor for the giveaway. And, we're going to be giving away a set of wheels to, I guess, whoever they choose from that list. So,
nice. What was the last giveaway that we did?
We did a giveaway, I think, a couple of months ago for people that were subscribed to our email newsletter list there.
Okay.
And it's easy. And that we'll touch on that kind of for the next giveaway. Because remember, I said giveaways. There's two. There's another one coming up. But
hinting at the next one.
We do a few a year. And also, if you're not on our newsletter or email letter, if you're not subscribed to some of our, you know, social accounts, whether it be Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, head over there. A lot of times people that are involved in our community, that are in our circle, they'll comment, they'll do different things. We see you. They may post up pictures of the car with Koenig wheels on it. There may be some things. We randomly jump in, and we don't count them as giveaways, but we randomly jump in, and we may look at somebody and say, oh, that's dope. Like, you know, here's a T-shirt, or what's your address, or and we'll send them out a little care package of some stuff.
And all they have to do is be following us.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a rule, but, like, well, you know, no. Look, I mean, people that are part of our
community. I mean, really, how do you find them then?
So we really appreciate people that are part of our community. You know this. Okay. Like, you know that, like, we do our best to comment on as many items as we possibly can. We do our best to kind of respond to people that kind of are involved in our little area. So if you're a Koenig fan, or if you're kind of a longtime supporter of the brand in any way, whether even if you don't have wheels in your car, doesn't hurt to hang around, give a follow, throw a like here. And sometimes we jump in and we'll choose
use
somebody.
Use the Koenig hashtag.
If you want. I mean, there's no rules. We don't, we'll do it at random. You know, sometimes somebody does something really great for us and we'll be like, that's great. You know, we throw them a shirt.
Thanks for support. Here's a shirt.
Yeah. We throw out a set of wheels. We've done it before. I did it last month. I saw somebody that was like, they're building a car, something happened or whatever it was. And I just wanted to, I thought it was good. And we gave them a set of wheels. So, you know, being part of the community, it's a way. But the other month, we had done something. Basically, if you had subscribed to our newsletter, we chose somebody at random off the
list of people that subscribed to the newsletter.
And we gave them a set. And we did pick one person. And we gave them a set of wheels.
Very nice. What wheels did they pick? Do you remember?
I don't know. I want to say Hypergrams.
Okay. And it's wheels of their choice. It's not like a specific set of wheels.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, for the fitment industry one, I don't know if they've limited it or if they've put anything up where they are, you know, specifying that you have to use, you know, they're only giving away a certain diameter or a certain size or a certain model.
Well, I mean for us.
I generally feel my general take on it is that if we're going to give away a set of wheels, I want the person to be happy with them.
So let them choose what wheels they want.
Yeah, I mean, I think
long as we have it, obviously.
As long as we have it. Yeah, in stock is a big thing. And just because we've seen them happen where you start out and they're like, oh, they're, you know, they'll be in 60 days and then, you know, it's like, or 30 days and then all
and then
of a sudden.
Back order.
And then the back order clears and you're like, hey, your wheels are in. They're like, oh, do you think I can have the bronze ones instead? And it's like, okay, sure, but they'll, you know, we're out of them right now. We'll have them in 20
days.
You
gotta wait another.
And then it comes back up and they're like, hey, I just totaled my car.
So never mind on the wheels.
No. So then it's like, well, I'm getting a new car. Can I just wait till I get a new car? You know what I mean? And then all of a sudden it's like 7 months later and we're still.
And they still don't have their right. wheels.
So for us, for them, it's better.
To make life easier for everybody.
Pick a set of wheels that are in stock and let's shoot them out. Right?
Yeah.
But real quick, I want to make sure I said everything about the Fitment Industries giveaway. You only have a few days. It goes to the end of July 2019, just in case you're watching this at a later date. And you have to go over to fitmentindustries.com/giveaway to enter. You do have to buy a $20 custom designed Koenig T-shirt. It's cool. I think it's a pretty good looking shirt. I'm hoping actually maybe they'll send us one or two.
I haven't seen it yet. I'm gonna have to see it.
Yeah, check it out.
I'm sure it's cool.
Yeah,
they do cool stuff. I like Fitment cool Industries. Shirt. I like their YouTube channel too.
Yeah, the YouTube channel is good. Anyhow. If you do that, the proceeds go to ASPCA. I think we've said this already. And that's pretty much about it. You have a few more days, so if you're looking to possibly get a set of wheels, I don't want to say free. Somebody attacked me on Instagram yesterday. I said, you can win a free set of wheels, and the guy's like, if I have to buy a $20 T-shirt, then it's not free. All right, man. But, like, you know, like you're trying to save a dog in the meantime, so throw $20 at him, get a shirt.
Yeah.
You got a shirt. It's not like they didn't give you anything. So you're buying a shirt and getting entered to win a free set of wheels.
Pretty much. Okay. Like buying a raffle ticket, but instead it's like, a shirt.
Yeah, but like you get, but with a raffle ticket, generally you get nothing from it.
Yeah.
This, you get a shirt.
Yeah. You can't wear a raffle ticket. Or you can stick it on your head.
All right.
Just walk around with a raffle ticket on your head.
So now getting into something we were talking about just yesterday. We were like, oh, we got to talk about the fitment industry's giveaway. And then you had said, hey, you know, when was the last time? I think you even said, like, we were talking about this yesterday, like, how many giveaways do we usually do a year? Something like that.
Yeah, we did speak about that yesterday. We spoke about it like 40 seconds ago.
Right. Yeah, so Nick only has been here for a couple of months. So if people are like, well, why is he asking those questions?
Since what? April, I think?
Yeah.
I think some point in April. That's what? May, June, 3 months, if that.
So,
yeah.
So that's why if when we say Nick's asking me questions, it's just because he hasn't been here through a whole cycle yet.
I haven't even been here 4 months yet. So, right.
We do a few a year, and you said, well, when are we going to do the next one? And I was like, oh, why don't we do the next one?
Let's do it right now. Why not?
Let's do it right now. So this is what we're thinking. For the month of August, we're thinking about doing a giveaway, which if you subscribe to our email newsletter and you subscribe to our YouTube channel, so both, that will kind of be the determining factor to enter you into the giveaway, right? And if you go over to KoenigWheels.com/subscribe. So, you know, Google it. Make sure you know how to spell subscribe. But if you do and you spell it correctly, there'll be a form that comes up. And it does have the links to our social channels.
If they don't know how to spell it, I'll link it below. I'll link it. And that way you guys can just click on it. Yep. You don't have to worry about spelling it. Yep. And just subscribe.
Perfect. Yeah. But subscribe. Make sure you're subscribed to our newsletter and to our YouTube channel. The good thing about it is that if you're interested in any of our product, if you're interested in what we're doing, we haven't really gotten into doing a lot of news email blasts yet, and we don't plan to really spam anybody. We're thinking maybe once, twice a month at the very most, and the stuff that we're going to put in there is not going to be gimmicky, like, you know, like come by our wheels thing. It's really going to be like, the offset video.
Just keeping up to date with the content that we post.
Yeah, it's going to be more content-related, and, you know, randomly we'll put up, we'll show you something that happened on a new wheel, maybe a new release. We'll tell you about if one of our customers is having some sort of, sale, discount, promo, anything that we feel that might be beneficial to you. We're not going to look to spam you or anything like that. So anything that we can think of that would add value, that's what we're hoping to use our email newsletter for.
Not hoping. That's what we're going to use the newsletter
for. Right. So that's what we're thinking. And we'll have more details about this in August. So right after we clear probably the first couple days of the month, we'll make a little video and we'll put it up onto our YouTube channel with all the details and different things like that, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just to be clear, Fitment Industries, they have until the end of July.
That's
only
right.
A few days left.
Mm-hmm.
They have to go to
FitmentIndustries.com/giveaway is, I believe, the URL. If not, go to Google, type in Fitment Industries Wheel Giveaway, and it will pop up.
We'll also confirm that and put it in the link below.
Yeah, you're going to put it right here.
Yeah, right.
Right there.
I'll animate it right
and
here.
We'll
where's my camera? Right here.
But listen, if you're on the podcast and we just moved our hands over and now you can't see them.
Then you need to go to the YouTube channel.
Yeah, and watch this video. if you're on iTunes and you're listening to this, I'm going to try to do my best to put it in the description of on this episode.
I thought you were about to say I'm going to try and do my best to put it on their speakers.
No. No.
Confused me for a second.
Understood. So that's that. Fitment Industries, check them out. And our giveaway is coming up in August, so look out for that. That's coming out soon. Right?
Hopefully.
Yeah. And then do you think we should talk about your new car?
Next week.
Okay. So stay tuned for next
week.
Tuned for next week. We actually have we've been kicking around an idea and we want your feedback on it. And it has to do with Nick got a new car and we were thinking about making it a Koenig project vehicle. We haven't done one in definitely a few years.
Really?
So
what was the last one that you guys did? Not that we, because I wasn't here. But what's the last?
I mean, we do a lot of builds through SEMA and other builders, right? But the last time that Koenig,
I mean,
had,
like specifically Koenig, like
yeah,
someone's
the last
car.
Time, I want to say, like 2011.
Really? This is interesting. I didn't know you guys did that before. I mean, I'm not surprised, but this is the first I'm hearing of this.
2011. So we used to build a lot of cars. We used to have a lot of cars.
Can you say what car it was?
Yeah. So in 2000, I believe – no, you know what? It might have been – it was SEMA 2010. So it was, you know, November of 2010. We built a car. Honda asked us to take one of the first Honda CRZs.
Ooh, interesting.
And it was –
you already caught my attention.
Right.
Go on.
and accessorize it. And they gave eight of them away, I believe, to different builders. And they wanted
– CRZs?
Yeah, they gave eight of them away.
Wow.
And they wanted to – because they were debuting the CRZ in their booth at SEMA, in the Honda booth at SEMA.
Okay.
So they gave us one of these cars, and we built it with kind of a unique spin, and we put it into their booth for SEMA, and it was cool.
Interesting. Do we have any video of that?
Yeah.
It's on our channel.
There's one video, I think, of me, an overweight me, talking on an interview, but I believe there is.
I'm gonna go look back at that. I'm very, very intrigued now. I didn't know that you guys did that.
Yeah, we did like a different spin, just because the one thing that when you build a SEMA vehicle, especially if you build a vehicle for an OE, like Ford, GM, Honda, Hyundai, whatever, they ask – you have to put a pretty in-depth proposal together what you're going to do with their vehicle, right?
Yeah. Like I mean, I can't imagine they would just 100% be like, yeah, do whatever you want to the vehicle. They probably want to know what you're doing.
It happened to us once in the earlier years with General Motors. We used to do
– where they give you full control.
Almost every year we used to do a vehicle for GM or somebody. You know, we built one of the first Nissans 350Zs that came out. We built I forget what year they changed the Altima, but we had one of those as one of the first cars. We had the first in 2005. We had the first revamp Civic Si that they had given me. And remind me one day, I'll tell these guys a story where I drove all the way on Nopi Nationals. They used to have a Nopi tour. I drove all the way down to Atlanta, and somewhere, you know, hours out, their navigation system, which was still a prototype, kicked out on me, but it didn't stop. It still plotted me, and it had the blue line showing me like I was going the right way.
Okay.
So I was supposed to branch off in Greensboro, like near Greensboro.
You went the wrong way.
I drove like 2.5 hours south, going the complete wrong way. I had to turn around because there was like tour stops.
And what year Civic Si was this?
It was 2006.
2006. Oh, that's the one right after the EP3. I actually had an EP3.
Yeah, it was right. It was after that. It was the one where they went to those, like, the more flat, whatever, headlights. Anyhow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool cars.
But anyhow, so they asked us for a proposal, and we knew, like, RJ De Vera was building one. The guys from Hasport were building one. Busy Moto built one. So you had a lot of guys that were going to – HPD even built their own. Which is, like, unfair because, like, you know, it's like freaking HPD, you know? So we knew that we had to do something different. They weren't going to just want to have another car with a bunch of prototype bolt-on performance parts and the car looked similar. So we did this different build. It was more of a lifestyle build. It was cool. It was different.
Interesting.
So anyhow,
we did that. I'm going to have to do research on that.
But anyhow, so we got totally sidetracked. The point is, on the next episode, we
find out what car. Oh, son of a bitch! All right, let's reset them. You can
leave that rolling. What, the mic?
Yeah.
We were so close. We probably have enough time.
27 minutes.
We could have finished it, but it's all right. Just go ahead.
We could.
Don't. It doesn't matter. Just restart them, and then, because we'll do the questions too.
Oh yeah.
Let me know when you're ready to go.
Okay. I forgot where we were.
Okay. Anyhow, we just spoke about we got diverted there. But bottom line is, stay tuned for the next episode. We're going to be asking you your feedback on a project vehicle. Nick got a new car.
You can see my latest impulsive purchase.
Right. Not yet. We haven't shown anybody. But
you can hear about it.
Nick got a project car, and you know, it's a cool car, and I think that people will dig it. And I also think we haven't built a project vehicle in so long that maybe this would be cool for Koenig to kind of get behind, and we kind of document the build series.
Have you ever done anything similar to that? I mean, I know this
similar to that car?
To that car, yeah.
I don't know. We did a lot of little Hondas back in the day. I mean, but we weren't in an age where we documented anything with video. So
yeah.
So this would be a different process. And
yeah, I think this is going to be interesting.
The other difference if we do this build will be that we generally had always done these builds through people that we knew. We used their shop. We did different things. And this would be done a little bit more in
closer
your backyard, in my driveway.
Out in the parking lot.
Out in the parking lot. Because we would be doing our best to bring you a budget build, but go through all the steps. And we would work with some of the partners and companies that we frequent and use a lot.
Right.
So that could potentially be cool. Anyhow, we're thinking about doing it. Next episode, we'll introduce you to what Nick got, and we'll ask you for your feedback. We'll see if this is something that you want to see. And if it is, I think maybe we'll give it a shot. It should be cool.
I think it'll be fun.
Yeah. All right. So before we quit, we got some questions this time.
All right. Questions.
Yeah, boy. All right. Let's get some questions. You want to read?
Yeah, I'll read them.
You just scroll to the left there as you go. Do the first one. Some of these are...
Do the first one. Okay. Yeah. Decagram versus Hypergram. They look so similar. Help me find the big difference. Now, do we have them on the wall here?
I know. There is a Hypergram's up there.
It's a Hypergram.
But they can't see it. It's out of frame.
It is out of frame.
All right. So anyhow.
Okay. Anyways.
So here's what I would say. I think it's really difficult for us because we're wheel guys. Like, I look at wheels all day long. I'm strongly part of most of the wheel design development area. So I spend a lot of time looking at them before they're ever even built, before we ever make the decision whether we want to build it. And we build a lot of designs that we decide not to make. I don't think that the decagram and the hypergram look anything similar. Now, when I say that, it doesn't necessarily mean that people aren't going to look at the wheels and say they don't look the same. I get it. You start to see a lot of wheels in this industry, whether they're multi-spoke, and you can say, oh, that's kind of the similar wheel. But they're not the same. One's a 12-spoke, one's a 10-spoke. One has a spoke that bends back and has a little bit of a lip, and the decagram spoke goes straight down onto the lip itself. The decagram PCD is a little bit different, has these weird cutouts around the lug area. The weights are different because of the style and design being so different.
Should I put photos? I put one photo.
Yeah, sure. Here. Good.
I'll put a photo.
You just cheesed out everybody on the podcast. But if you're on the podcast, maybe you want to go over to the YouTube channel.
On the podcast, come check us out on YouTube. You can check out these photos.
See what's going on. And all the links that we've been flashing across for the past few minutes. So anyhow, I don't think that the wheels are the same. So if you want the real differences, I would say generally the Hypergram tends in most of the sizes to be a little bit on the lighter side. And maybe one day we'll explain how some of the wheel designs actually affect how the weights could change. I think a lot of people think that, well, the wheel looks so same or it's around the same spec. Why doesn't it weigh the same? And so I think there's an interesting conversation.
Which one weighs more, the Hypergram or the Decagram?
No, I just said it. Like, generally, in most sizes, the Hypergram will weigh a little bit less.
Interesting.
Anyhow, so that's my take on it. It's obviously open to, you know, a subjective opinion. So if you think they look the same, I would say now they don't have the same finishes. So if you're really down to choose between one of the two, then I think that you just need to pick the one you like the most that fits your car, that makes you happy, I guess. And if you think they look the same and you don't want to buy it, well, then, hey, we get it. You know, thanks for stopping by. I don't know.
Well, we sell plenty of other wheels. All right. The next question I'm going to skip because we do not sell food.
I know that question, yeah.
Okay, this is a pretty valid question. The decagram for STI fitment.
Yeah. Hey, listen, it depends on what size you're going to run. Like I said, it also depends on what year STI.
I was just about to say, does it depend on which STI?
It does. 2015 and up, we've seen a lot of those guys running 18.5, ET 35. So 18.5 offset of 35. That offers the brake clearance. Make sure if there's an A and B profile, you choose the A. That's the flatter profile that will clear the Brembo STI, the STI calipers. If it's some of the other cars, it gets a little tight, but you kind of got to be closer to 18.5, ET 35. If it's like the earlier cars.
Okay.
Now, there's going to be people that are going to fight me, literally try to fight me in this, and they're going to say, well, my STI, I run 18.9s or 18.9.5s. Listen, I'm not saying you can't. Great. Wonderful. I wish that I can tell everybody that, but for the most part, the majority of people that buy the STIs or that buy wheels,
this is what they buy from Koenig.
Well, and not only just that, they want to have a wheel that they can bolt onto the car without doing any modifications or shortening up the tire or stretching the tire,
yeah,
or cambering or any of that stuff.
Anything extreme.
On the early cars, 18.5 or about 35mm offset is kind of all of the wheel. Most of the cars, you know, really wanted to have a higher offset or a narrower wheel. So I think I answered that question. The only thing I would say is if you have any concerns, questions at all, our phone number, you can call us, you can send us a message on social media, whatever it may be. We're more than happy to double check that specific wheel to your car. Just send us a message and we'll be happy to just to confirm fitment and always test fit. Always test fit.
Nice. Okay. The next question, which we can always cut this out if you don't feel like answering, will you be making Supra specific wheels?
That's a great question. When I say we, myself and some of the sales guys were just talking about this.
The new Supra?
This is the new Supra.
The new Supra.
This,
gotcha.
I'm sure that this gentleman means the 2020 Supra.
I would imagine so.
Yeah. So we were just talking about this. The car is a unique 5-on-120 bolt pattern because it does share that similarity with the BMW, right? So it also is going to be a little bit tighter on offset. We believe that the car is going to be higher in offset, you know, probably like, you know, if you're going to do something wider, it's going to need more of like a, you know, 35 to 40 something, 42, 43 offset. Yeah. And so we were having this discussion. We are going to do our best to make that wheel fitment. Very so nice. Hopefully it happens. It's yes, we're trying.
Very cool. Let's see. All right. All right. Let's see what this one. I have aluminum wheels. What is the best DIY way to smoothen out imperfections prior to polishing?
So assuming that the wheel is an aluminum wheel that's uncoated. And what I mean by that is when you get a wheel from us, we always use a clear coat over it to protect the wheel and to make sure that there's, you know, lack of corrosion or anything like that. If you have, like, let's say an old billet wheel or something that had been one-offed or, you know, something that's aluminum and has been machined to the point where there's no clear coat on it. So it's not a machine lip that came from us that's already clear coated. It's like an actual raw aluminum type of wheel. Then there are plenty of things that you could do, and it depends how severe the blemishes are that are on the wheel, right? Mm-hmm. And it's very similar to metal polishing. So the only thing I would say is, you know, be consistent, especially if you have like an area on one part of the wheel. Make sure you try to work it over a larger area so that you don't have like little divots or kind of a difference. You know what I mean? To smooth out the area, work in larger areas. But
yeah,
there's, you know, depending on what it is, there's compounds, there's different rouges. There's obviously the realm of using some sort of abrasive like a sandpaper and building up in grit. I mean, obviously you got to go, and this is why it's very hard to answer without seeing the wheel, but you know, you want to go just enough abrasion to take away the initial marks and then continue to work to a less of abrasive in steps so that you actually get back to that sheen or polish depending on what it is.
Gotcha.
If it's a wheel damage on a painted wheel, there are wheel refurbishers that you want to look at. I mean, it gets a little bit complicated, and so you need to think about that. Obviously, if it's one of our wheels, by the time you put the money into it, it probably is more effective just to purchase a new wheel.
Probably.
Yeah. Next.
Okay, so I feel like this one can vary because he doesn't list his car. But the question is, what are the best meaty tire size for a 19x9.5 with a 25 offset?
Yeah, you're right. We can't answer that at all without knowing what car it is, what your suspension is set up. So, I don't know. You have to look at, because you have to deal with overall rolling diameter to make sure you have the right size. Tire, yeah. We've addressed this before. We're a wheel manufacturer and a tire company. So, unfortunately, I think the best thing to do here is to say either holler at us in the DMs and let us have some more information. We'll try to assist you a little bit. If not, talk to a tire company. There'll be a much better source for the information you need to be able to try and give you the approved rim width and what's perfect for your vehicle.
Okay.
I'm putting Nick to sleep.
Yeah, a little bit. No. Yeah. I didn't get much sleep. I was too excited about the new project car. No.
All right.
Which I brought to work today.
I know.
That was fun.
It's true.
All right, so the next question is, how to determine if 18 versus 19-inch wheels will have a better performance if no clearance issue?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's also a very vague and very difficult question to answer.
I mean, can I touch upon that a little bit?
Although the gentleman, I actually saw this question come in before. The gentleman that asked that question, he's been like a longtime supporter, so shout out to him. Does it have his name? I don't want his real name. I want his...
Yeah, it's Be Real Swan.
Yeah. He should listen. This dude's been commenting. I see his comments come up all the time. So shout out to this dude for asking a question. I appreciate that. And for all the support. You said you wanted to touch on it?
Well, I wanted to ask you, and then you can confirm whether I'm right or wrong. So he's trying to determine if 18 or 19-inch will be better performance.
Yep.
I mean, if the goal is to keep the same rolling diameter, I guess for better performance, if you wanted a bigger tire, maybe 18-inch, or yeah.
I think this is a hard question to answer because I think this goes back to what's the right wheel for my car.
Yeah.
I think it really depends on what your goals are. What are you trying to do? What do you use the car for? Right.
Right.
A car that does primarily road racing is very different from a car that's going to be drifting or et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
So I would say that the major benefit that you generally will see in being in a smaller diameter is that you'll have less rotating mass. You'll be able to spin it quicker, and less rotating mass means that you get a little bit better fuel economy, lighter weight wheels, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, listen, I mean, if you're into that part of it, if that's the benefit you're looking for, I would say go as small as you can and still clear your brake package. Keep in mind, some of these cars have extra large brakes, and they don't come with small wheels. So if your car came with a 19, make sure you really check and make sure that 18s will fit or 17s will fit, whatever you're going down to before you buy the wheel. But I generally think that you'll see some advantage to a lot of most of the people in going to a smaller diameter wheel, but there are going to be plenty of people where 19 inch or going larger will be beneficial to them in some aspects. We've seen that with some of the front wheel drive road race community. They have gone and played with like James Houghton and Chris Borsma on the front of their cars. We run 19 10.5s or 18 10.5s, and they do see faster lap times on some of the 19 10.5s where track conditions are perfect for that setup.
Interesting.
So again, there are benefits with playing with either one, and it's hard to answer without knowing exactly what the functioning use is.
Okay. Next question is, any idea when the free forms are going to be in stock?
That's a tough question too. I think in the free forms, don't quote me on this, we probably have somewhere in the area of maybe 200 SKUs. So out of those 200, you know, there may be some at any given time, 20 or 30 SKUs that we don't have or are on back order, and they change all the time because we get wheels in all the time. So we really need to obviously know the specific part number, and in some cases we'll need to know when you placed your back order to kind of narrow in
when they're going to get
when you're going to be getting them. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Cool. Is that really... What else we got?
There's one more question I kind of skipped over. It's why American call cars by their sub model and not the model. It says le STI.
He's French, maybe?
Oh, IE. No, sorry.
Why do they call it?
He didn't put dots.
So is he saying, like why do they call it an STI and why don't they call it like a Subaru STI?
WRX. STI is a WRX. WRX STI.
But what I'm saying is it's like a Subaru Impreza WRX STI. Is he saying, like, why don't we call it an Impreza? Why do we call it an STI? Like, I don't know. They have another question.
Yeah. So I guess he's asking why we call it the STI.
All right. I think we shouldn't have to go any further because I don't know the answer to that. Do you know the answer to that?
I mean, I feel like it's pretty simple. We call it the STI because, you know, it's the STI version of the WRX. We also have the WRX. We also have the Impreza. We also have...
Well, that's one example, but I mean, I think he's probably also saying, well, why do you call, why do you say?
Well, he says why Americans, so I'm assuming he's not from the States.
Sure, but what I'm saying is he's probably saying that, like, you know, like over there, wherever he's from, they probably say, you know, he calls it a Toyota or he calls it a Toyota Camry, and then we just call it a Camry, and I guess just because we're used to, we're used to calling cars by their models. I don't know. I don't know the answer to this question. I think it's silly for me to go any further. Anyhow.
I have no idea.
Do we have anything else?
No, that's it for all of our questions. You have anything you want to add?
You keep asking questions, and we'll keep trying to not answer them correctly. No, that's it, man. I think we have climbed through it. I feel like we should relinquish the people back to their average day. I hope that people are finding this
informative, fun, interesting.
And at least, and
brightens if you up their day.
And if it wasn't all of those things, at least you're finding it to be regular here every Wednesday. Right?
At least you know that we're going to be giving away wheels.
That's right. So there's two wheel giveaways going on. Well, one right now and one in August. So check it out. Make sure you get that stuff. Again, links all the stuff down below.
I'll put everything below. Follow Fitment Industries. Follow us. What do we have? Subscribe. We have YouTube, Instagram.
Facebook. YouTube.
I said YouTube.
Did you?
We're on three platforms, right?
Twitter? But, I mean...
iTunes. We don't use Twitter.
Well, we probably have...
Do we?
Once in a while. I try to... Yeah. Doesn't matter. Yeah. Just go... Hit subscribe. That's cool. You have anything you want to add before we clear this one out?
Nah, that's it. I'm done.
Listen, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. It's nice seeing you here. If you like what we're doing here, click all the buttons. Make everything go nuts except for the dislike button. Do not touch that button. Anyhow, aside from that, thanks. We'll see you next Wednesday. And make sure...
stay tuned. Find out what we're thinking about building. All right.
That's it.
Peace out.
More info on the podcast. Head over to koenigwheels.com/podcast. That's it. We're out of here. Peace.
Later.